You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
January the 19th, 2022, we are broadcasting and live streaming at Larry Connors, USA YouTube channel, so you can join us, add some comments as we go through the program. In news and commentary, let's begin with the Biden administration saying it is going to send an additional $200 million in unspecified defense military aid to Ukraine. We don't know exactly what it amounts to as far as if it's weaponry or is it more blankets, as the Obama administration did. In the meantime, they continue to insist through various spokesmen at the White House, we're dedicated to protecting Ukraine. Putin is laughing at them and saying, don't force my hand. And they're still more and more concerned that perhaps Putin is going to go forward with some type of incursion. We are waiting to see what President Biden wants to say to the general public in a news conference about voting rights bills, which the Democrats are insisting have to be done basically to federalize all elections is what it comes down to, under the claim that the voting laws in some states are designed to keep minorities from voting. Show me the law that says you cannot vote because of the color of your skin. Show me that law. Show me the one that says you can't vote because of your religion. I do want you to show me where the U.S. Constitution allows illegals to vote, because that's what they're doing in Chuck Schumer's home state. As Chuck Schumer tonight will try his best to get these voting laws passed through, despite what Biden says later today. Senator Joe Manchin, one of the Democrats that Schumer is pounding on to stay with the Democrat Party. Manchin said there's some things in there that I kind of like, but I'm not going to turn the U.S. Senate upside down, the Constitution, just because the Democrat Party wants to. We are also looking at more information coming out today regarding more and more illegals coming in. No surprise there, right? And this guy that carried out this shooting in the synagogue the other day, or was going to, he flew into the country with a visa. He actually came in a legal way. So you have to wonder how many illegals have come across that were intending to come in here and commit jihad. The latest numbers, again, up again in the prior month, that the crisis of the border is going to continue into this year unless we shut it down. A seven-year-old was taken out of the Rio Grande dead as they were trying to sneak across. And Border Patrol agents at a highway immigration checkpoint in Arizona found a man had fentanyl taped to his body. Canine picked it up. He had 5 pounds of fentanyl, street value of $75,000, and just a small amount of that can kill. And yet, we're not doing anything to stop it. The Biden administration says, of course, now you can get your free home test kits. The website's open. And tomorrow they're going to start sending out these new masks to you, making them available to you free, N95 mask, which means that the next step is to order you to wear N95. That's what they'll end up doing. At least that's what they will try. At the same time, they're not saying if they're going to lift the airport mask requirements, as the United Kingdom has announced We're ditching mask mandates. Yeah, the United Kingdom says it's over. Make note of this, the Center for Urban Renewal and Education releasing an investigative report on the latest strategy of the abortion industry to target the black community, pointing out that Planned Parenthood is just simply trying to decimate the black community. Where are all those who want to fight for justice and minority groups? Are you not concerned about how many minority women and boys are being killed by abortion? You want to hear what's coming up next? Stand by, please.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issues solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
That new government website to sign up for free at-home COVID tests is now up and running tonight. A day early, but of course not a day too soon. 4 free tests per household, and it comes amid the Omicron surge across much of this country still. And the alarming spike in cases in children. Nearly 1 million children testing positive in just a week.
My God, are you panicked? You should be. That's a report from ABC News talking about the new test kits are now available at the government website where you can get those test kits sent to you, although they're already reporting some problems with that, that folks who live in a major large building with numerous apartments, apparently the website's built that if you have sent a few to that building already, even though they're different addresses, then the others aren't going to get theirs. They're being delayed. There's a confusion. Surprise, surprise. Just another bundle on the Biden administration. But then when you heard the reporter talking about the anchor, whatever he is, and he's coming just in time with the rise and the concern about more children, can we just deal with facts just briefly? Rather than putting scare and fear in everyone. And I mean, look, if you've got children, I know you have reason to be concerned. We all do. I mean, you don't know, should I get them vaccinated or not? Is it going to do any good? Is it going to do them some harm? Because there have been cases documented on that. But when you hear, and if you follow these kinds of reports, and they write it and say it in such a way, saying this comes just in time, as if it waited much longer, these children would be dead. These are test kits. They're not even vaccines. And here's the other thing. The more test kits you send out, the more positive tests you're going to get. And then the Biden administration is doing something else. I'll come to that in a moment. But let me get back to the issue about children. I don't want to leave that one hanging for you. The CDC is now acknowledging in its data less than point. Are you listening, please? Or watching? We are at Larry Connors USA YouTube channel, streaming live. Larry Connors USA YouTube channel. Less than 0.2%. That's 0.2% of COVID-19 deaths in the U.S., and this is from the very beginning, have been children. Now, if it's one of your children, if it's one of your kids, obviously that figure 0.2 means my child's in that number. I feel for you. I do. And in many cases, there were kids that already had underlying health problems. Same way we had some older adults die so fast. They already had underlying health problems. But according to the CDC, children account for about 1 in 5 in the U.S. population overall. In other words, 1 in 5 of our U.S. population, 330 million, is kids. But about 1 in every 645 COVID-19 deaths out of 8 million cases of COVID among children, about 1,100 deaths. But these test kits are coming out, and they're going to be available just in time. And if you don't think that's going to be adequate, now the Biden administration is saying we're going to start distributing free, absolutely free. It's not an Obama phone. We're past that. They're going to give you free N95 masks, you know, the really big mask-type things that used by first responders, things of that nature. They're going to disperse some $400 million through pharmacies and community sites starting tomorrow, they say. Well, I wouldn't hold them to tomorrow. And let me correct that. Now, I read deeper down here, and I say they make it sound like it's going to happen to me. They're going to start shipping them out at the end of this week. You should be able to get them by late next week. Here's where we're going with this. The CDC had clarified for some time that certain cloth masks probably weren't that effective. And if you go back to Dr. Fake, from the very beginning, he said, masks won't help you. And he said he did that because he knew we didn't have a big enough supply for our frontline workers. So in other words, admitting he lied so you wouldn't go out and get all of them. So then they decided, okay, you got to wear a mask. But we get the vaccines, you want to wear a mask. You got to have a booster shot too. Oh, then you need a mask. And now you're going to need an N95. That's the next step. If you're wearing a mask and you're trying to get into somewhere, you've got your vaccination proof. You even have a photo ID, which some people don't want to show enabled to vote, but they'll show it to get into a restaurant or go to a Broadway theater show, wherever the states and cities have implied and demanded you do so. They will do it then. And you say, look, I got my documentation. Here's my ID. Your mask isn't effective. Yeah, it is. It's not a N95, so you're not fully protected, and we're not fully protected from you. As I told you, we're streaming live, and I'm looking at a comment that came in a moment ago, reference of these masks, and I mentioned in news and commentary earlier that our government's now trying to decide what is it going to do about mask mandates on planes because Britain has decided to drop them. Boris Johnson in Britain said, we're done. We're done with all these types of restrictions. We're not going to demand the mask. So the U.S. Transportation Department has to decide what it's going to do because right now, you are not going to be allowed on a plane unless you have it. Is it going to be then you're also going to have the N95 to get on the plane? Oh, I'm sure that's coming. I don't really consider myself a betting man. I play poker. I don't really bet. But on this one, I will take and I will put some good money up. They won't be long before they start saying to fly on this plane, you will need an N95 mask. Nothing less than that will do. You will not have access, nor your children. Yeah, the decision being made by the UK to say, you know, we're just going to start re-evaluating. It kind of sounds like what we should have been doing, and I thought we were supposed to be doing, but this administration is totally clueless on which way to go and how. That doesn't mean that London and Britain and all of them, that they had the best ideas. No, because now they also have a rule they've issued in London that they're going to charge drivers by the mile. They're going to charge drivers by the mile in your own car. That means it could be another taxing procedure. But the fact dealing with coronavirus and the mask and so forth, as I said, I'm looking here again. I just decided I'd double check it. These White House COVID test website they set up will not take orders from apartment residents. But again, you've got the demand now that you have to wear a mask on a plane, and now they're going to start giving you free N95s, and they're going to expect you to wear those. And we continue to have in this nation a sense that you're a vile, vile person if you won't wear a mask, or you're not going to get vaccinated, or do both. You're a vile person, not even a person, not even human, if you won't accept that, if you're going to insist that you have immunity. And we have people that are vaccinated and not vaccinated. Vaccinated repeatedly and with booster shots, with and without mask. Natural immunity with vaccines or without. And they're all getting it and still passing around Omicron at this point. Epic Times raised a question with federal authorities saying, we would like an answer on this. We're seeing a dramatic increase in deaths of 18 to 49-year-olds in the U.S., the majority not associated with COVID-19. 42% of the excess deaths had COVID-19 marked on the death certificate as the cause or contributing factor, but would like to get specifics and get actual numbers and find out again how many have died of COVID or with COVID. And again, as I said, the CDC is admitting in many cases they overcounted, and in many cases forcing kids to get these masks to protect them from death doesn't make that much difference if only 0.2% of deaths have been among children. And you've got at age 85 or over, those 85 and older apparently represent about 2% of the U.S. population, according to CDC. And there have been more than 200,000 deaths among that group. Children under the age of 5, less than 400 COVID-19 deaths. But despite all of the facts and the information, Don Lemon Fruitcake of CNN and NNN decided you are a nasty, nasty thing that shouldn't even be alive on the planet with the rest of us.
We have to start doing things for the greater good of society and not for idiots who think that they can do their own research or that they are above the law and they can break the rules. Australia, Novak Djokovic, Australia said, no. We're going to look at the greater good of everyone in our society, and you're not part of that.
We're going to look at the greater good, and you're not part of it, and you're doing your own research. shame on you for doing your own research. Just listen to what Don Lemon Fruitcake tells you. You start doing that, we're going to have a serious talk, you and me, one-to-one. I don't tell you what to do. I tell you to make your own decision. I'm not going to call you names if you decide you want to wear a mask all the time, even if you're out walking your dog in the middle of nowhere. So be it. I might think you're stupid, but I'm not going to call you names. I'm going to let it be. It's you and your decision. Have you noticed how many people, if you approach them, you got a mask on, they got a mask on, and you're coming toward each other on a sidewalk or anything, everybody wants to go, oh, we've, and what are you trying to maintain 6-foot distance? The CDC admitted it just came up with that number. It had no basis of the factor. They just made it up. There are a couple more things I want to deal with on this COVID issue right now. Because when you see and hear people like Don Lemon blaming the unvaccinated for continuing mutation and spread, then why are we even going to bother with any more shots or pills or anything? But again, that's for you and your family and your physician to decide, correct? No, there's still those out there, and I've got evidence right here that says they know better than you. Stand by.
Leaves are pretty until they start falling into your gutters. You really want to climb up a ladder, clean them out? That sounds like a project. A dangerous project. I have a motto. I don't do projects. You need K-Guard leaf-free gutter system. Get a free estimate. Locally owned, KGuardMidwest.com. KGuardMidwest.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So while we continue being pushed by people like Don Lemon Fruitcake that we must be really vile and nasty because we won't follow COVID rules, restrictions, whatever the government demands, in England, where many of the colonists originally came from to escape tyrannical government, the current rules, the Prime Minister Boris Johnson announcing in the House of Commons that we're no longer in the government asking people to work from home. COVID passes showing vaccine status or a recent negative test no longer compulsory to get into various venues. Face masks no longer compulsory in any public space. They could be recommended but not demanded. Restrictions on visits to care homes eased. They're going to drop compulsive masks for kids as of tomorrow. And yet here in this country, the word coming out from the CDC again, and this one just coming in, the CDC is predicting more than 61,000 new U.S. COVID-19 deaths over the next 4 weeks, 61,000. This data from Johns Hopkins University says, according to Johns Hopkins University, the official death count in the U.S. is at 854,000. But again, we still don't know how many of those died of COVID or with COVID. And many people don't really want you to know or even ask the question. This new CDC estimates with this many deaths coming, we're going to see a great increase at hospitals again. Saying currently there are now 154,000 hospitalized for COVID-19. And yet even the governor of New York, Hochul, said just last week or so, when you start looking at the hospital numbers, you find, yeah, the person in here has COVID, but they came in because they fell off a bicycle and broke their leg. But they run a test on them, and they find they've got COVID. They may or may not have sniffles, loss of smell or something, feeling tired or whatever, but it's not going to be deadly to them. They're not in the hospital for COVID treatment because they're facing death or something like that, but because they went in otherwise, and now they have it, or found to have it. CNNN putting out another, both vaccination and prior infection do help protect against COVID-19 infections and also protect against hospitalization naturally, they say, significantly more than natural immunity. That's according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control again. I mean, the information is, it's all over the place. I mean, you can find anything you want to say whatever you want. But when I have someone like a Don Lemon, and there are many like him, who simply want to slander and slur you because they don't think you're doing what you should be doing, in their opinion, that's where I really break it off. Because I really just don't give a rip. You still do what you need to do and want to do for you and your family. And you're entitled to make that decision. Although watch, mark my words, those N95 masks are going to distribute all across the nation for free. Pretty soon you're going to be demanded. If you want to be fully immunized and protected, you got to wear it. In the meantime, this nation and all the businesses are all concerned about all these rules and regs and everything, keeping people safe. They apparently just don't care about people that are victims of genocide. Talking about China. I want to get back into that subject in more detail when we continue.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Ackerman Toyota has the perfect new or pre-owned car for you, but Jay Ackerman also has a mission to help charities that make a difference. Ackerman Toyota supports food banks, veterans groups, head injury victims, charities battling cancer. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Yeah, nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs, okay? You bring it up because you really care, and I think that's nice that you care. The rest of us don't care. I'm just telling you a very hard...
Wait, you're saying you personally don't care?
I'm telling you a very hard, ugly truth, okay? Of all the things that I care about, yes, it is below my line.
It is below my line to be concerned about genocide of the Uyghurs in China. Now, those are the words we played yesterday, and it continues to reverberate. The co-owner of the Golden State Warriors, now a Canadian-American capitalist, born in Sri Lanka, but he just doesn't care. He just flat out says, I don't care that they're doing that. I don't care that they're harvesting organs while they're still alive. I don't care about slave labor. I care about the NBA and us making our money in China and my franchise making me money. You're thinking, well, that's just one guy. They're not all like that. Enes Kanter Freedom, of course, the NBA pro that from Turkey, that got his U.S. citizenship and changed his name. So it would be freedom instead of Cantor at the end. He's been railing against what the NBA has been doing about this as well. The Uyghur Muslims, as I pointed out yesterday, but just a quick refresher, are a pretty small sect overall in China. But they're not allowed to practice their religion, and many of them were originally a Turkish descent originally, and they're the Sunni Muslims, and that is about 90% of all Muslims in the world. I wonder how someone from China would be treated in a Muslim nation. What would be the outcry from the squad and others on Capitol Hill who like to always wrap themselves in anti-Semitism and rights of women and the minorities, and they are not saying a damn thing about what's happening up there, and in fact, they try to just disappear on that subject. But that was a pretty hard response, obviously, from the NBA Golden Warriors co-owner. Senator Tom Cotton appeared on a program, and that same bite you just heard, where the guy said, I just don't care about it. It's below my line. In other words, it's nothing more than a piece of trash on the floor to me. Here's Senator Tom Cotton's response to that kind of remark.
Well, it's shocking moral indifference to a communist genocide. But it's not that surprising from this woke billionaire. You know, he likes to saddle up his high horse and ride it hard on things like climate change and green energy, because he knows that the Democrats to whom he's given millions of dollars in campaign contributions will reward him with billions in tax breaks and subsidies. So it's all about profit there. It's all about profit for him in China as well. He's not going to say anything that risks his access to Chinese markets or his access to Chinese funds. He's putting profits over principle.
Absolutely. Oh, the NBA did put out a statement. The NBA and the Golden State Warriors said that well, it really mattered to nothing. I mean, it didn't condemn him. It didn't decide that he should no longer be an owner, because the NBA as a whole wants to be in China. They want to make their dollars over there. Not just the Golden State Warriors, it's a whole package for them. So their little statement that they issued, which is basically say, he doesn't speak for every member of the NBA. Well, no kidding. I just told you that one of the NBA players who's taking a lot of heat has spoken out against what's happening in China. And others might, but might be a little too fearful, because they have big endorsement products with goods made in China using Chinese slave labor. And many of these athletes who are black in the NBA and against slavery and this nation's systemic history of it will ignore Uyghur Muslims being enslaved to do shoes or whatever else they want for meager pennies. If the heat gets too bad and too big in China, they move to Thailand and the Philippines. But China still is going to get its cut. And when it came to that NBA statement that was really nothing more than not even a puff of smoke, here's Senator Cotton again.
The Golden State Warriors and the NBA have been conspicuously silent here. Golden State simply put out a statement saying they disagreed with his opinion, without even stating what the opinion is. They're terrified of even mentioning the topic, much less taking a stance. But the NBA still has said nothing. The NBA is a league that took away the All-Star game from the state of North Carolina a few years back because North Carolina's democratically elected representatives thought boys and girls should go to different bathrooms. The NBA in the past has made owners sell for expressing outrageous opinions. Mm-hmm. And unless Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, and the league want to be exposed as brazen hypocrites, they need to force this woke billionaire to sell as well.
They're not going to. They're not going to, and in fact, if they do, then if they're really going to be sincere about it, then they've got to go after some of the companies that supply them shoes, uniforms, things of that nature made in China using slave labor. And, of course, they want to be having NBA streamed on TV in China. As of October the 2nd, it's the last update I have on this. We have something like 217 companies, corporations in the U.S. owned by China, And their capitalization, $2.2 trillion. And then American companies owned by Chinese investors. These are American companies, but they have Chinese investors, very big Chinese investors. AMC, General Motors, Spotify, Snapchat, Hilton Hotels, General Electric Division, numerous others. Now, when companies operate in China, they're not allowed to operate there unless they have a Chinese partner. And the Chinese partner is actually the Chinese government. They may not read it that way, but every company allowed to operate in China is operating under permission of the Chinese communist government. And groups like AMC, they want to be in China, and they have changed movies that if they say anything that makes China look bad or praises Taiwan or something in reference to Hong Kong, they know their movie will be stripped. It will not be shown. So they have to pick some other adversary. They could put Russians in, or they could put some from, I don't know, where else you want to go in Middle Europe and find somebody. But anywhere but China. Don't make them an adversary. And if you have China or Chinese in your movie, you better portray them properly, or your movie won't be shown again. China's a big movie market. So it's not just the NBA. Now, I don't want to specify that it does, but that attitude of the NBA Golden Warriors part owner, it does exist at every state, every level, I should say, of a U.S. corporation if they're doing business in China. If not, they would be saying, we're out of here. Now, I know we need to have some trade relations. I think it's wise. But at some point, you got to make it clear that we're not going to stand for genocide because it's Uyghur Muslims. Jews? Well, I don't know. What will we do today on that? Just people of color? If they're black, what do you want to do on that one? Talk about a slippery slope, huh? Coming up, this guy that got into Texas synagogue the other day, how he got into this country, and what the FBI has tried to just simply pass off as just no big deal. Something stinks big time. This is not Smell-O-Vision, but we are live at Larry Connors USA YouTube channel right now. As I do this next story, if you smell something, it's not from here. It's the story. Stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This
is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back, and I also appreciate those of you who decided to join us and watch the live stream at Larry Connors USA YouTube channel. Larry Connors USA YouTube channel. We're going to do this on a continuous basis and then also take excerpts out and make special presentations of them later. It's just more and more way to reach and have communication with you. And a lot of people around the St. Louis area were saying, I really miss you on TV. I'd like to see you back. Well, here I am. Not exactly as I was on TV. Maybe something's wrong with your set. So this event that happened the other day at the Beth Israel Synagogue in Colleyville, Texas, that's north of Fort Worth. A guy that comes into the country on a visa out of the U.K. that has several charges against him already in the U.K., how he gets the visa to begin with, I do not understand. But then he gets here, and then he hangs around a homeless shelter in Dallas or something for a few days, and then somewhere along the way, within a two-week period, gets hold of a gun on the street, an illegal buy, obviously, and then goes into the synagogue. Actually, he taps on the glass. A rabbi sees him and thinks the man is homeless, needs something to keep him warm, so he invites him in for some tea. Hospitality. And then the man pulls a gun on the rabbi and the other congregants in the synagogue at the time. It all came to an end when at the right time, the rabbi found a time that he could throw a chair at the man, distract him, everybody get out safely, and then a SWAT team moved in and shots exchanged, and the man was killed. Now, if he came in on a visa and he was going after a Jewish target, how many, I ask, you think, have come across our border illegally and are waiting for a particular sign or signal? But the response from the FBI that day was absolutely appalling. They were being asked about a motive. And the special agent in charge from Dallas said the gunman was focused on one issue unrelated to the Jewish community. We're continuing to work to find the motive. That's because the one issue, the guy wanted a Pakistani national serving an 86-year sentence for trying to kill U.S. troops, wanted her released. And yes, it had everything to do with the fact that he went to a Jewish synagogue to carry it out. Not a shopping center, not a church, not a cathedral. But FBI did that. Now, Don Lemon of CNNN suggested, you know, that the guy simply had a mental illness. You can say that about anybody that takes a gun and starts wanting to kill people, regardless of what reason lies behind it. Mentally ill, you want to go out and do that. But he did not want to get into calling the guy a terrorist. Why the hell not? Why would Don Lemon not want to call this guy that, in the beginning, let's say the guy was white, went into a black church. What do you think the first words out of Don Lemon's mouth would have been? Racist? Terrorist racist? I'm looking at a piece written by Madeline Osborne, the Federalist. I always like to give credit where credit's due. She did the work for it. And she says the Texas synagogue attack smells like more evidence of FBI corruption. I told you there'd be a smell. There it is. She goes on and says that the FBI statement they're continuing to work to find the motive is another example of the FBI's ineptitude on multiple levels. The first is simply the refusal to even hint at the crime's motivation as anti-Semitism, which is the only accurate label for an attack at a synagogue where a rabbi and three congregants are held hostage. Co-founder of the Human Rights Under Law said if the law enforcement community doesn't understand what's going on, they're not going to be able to address the fallout for this. This is not a mere slip-up. It's symptomatic of a widespread failure with law enforcement to understand the problems of anti-Semitism, anti-Zionism. She goes on, again, this is Madeline Osborne with the Federalist. pointing out that the FBI already has a bad track record of categorizing motives in crime. Remember the shooting of the congressman, of the baseball shooting? They didn't want to call that a political terrorist act. They called it a suicide by cop. The Fort Hood attack that was carried out by a radical Islamist designated by the FBI as workplace violence. She's right. I mean, they just, because it doesn't fit the narrative for the current administration, a terrorist is a terrorist. I don't care what your color, your religion is. If you're trying to kill somebody to have a different color or religion, and you plan on killing as many as you can anyway, you're a terrorist. You may be a domestic terrorist. You may have a mental problem. I will agree with that. Always making excuses instead of justice. As always, I thank you for joining me. I'm going to be off the next couple of days. Crane Durham will be in as my host. Crane Durham for the next couple of days. I'll be back with you Monday, as always. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.